Akhilesh Yadav and Ram Gopal Yadav expelled from the Samajwadi Party for a period of 6 years. What did Mulayam Singh Yadav have to say? Listen in.
आपने अनुशासन हिंसा के अनेक कृत्य किए हैं। इन स्थितियों में आपको पार्टी की समस्त पदों पर सदस्यता से राज करते हुए तत्काल प्रभाव से 6 वर्ष के लिए निष्कासित किया जाता है। फिर उन्होंने सार्वजनिक रूप से गलती स्वीकार की और फिर हमारे घर पे आए। वहाँ इन्होंने सब गलती स्वीकार करी, हमने उनको माफ कर दिया और पुनः पार्टी में दे करके उन सभी पदों पर नियुक्त कर दिया। मुख्यमंत्री जी हैं वो नहीं समझ रहे, मुख्यमंत्री जी का भविष्य ही खत्म कर रहा है ये प्रोफेसर आपा।
क्या मुख्यमंत्री जी के खिलाफ भी कोई एक्शन लिया है नेताजी? मुख्यमंत्री
शामिल है इसमें।
राम गोपाल जी पर आपने एक्शन लिया है, क्या मुख्यमंत्री जी पर भी कोई एक्शन लिया है?
दोनों को 6 साल के लिए
दोनों ने
नोटिस मिला, जवाब मिला नहीं, जवाब और से पहले ही निकाल दिया गया। तो ये असंवैधानिक है। ज्यूरिसप्रूडेंस के न्याय शास्त्र का जो नैसर्गिक नियम है उसके अनुसार भी बिना किसी की के पक्ष को सुने हुए आप कार्रवाई नहीं कर सकते। तो ये जो कार्रवाई की है मुख्यमंत्री के खिलाफ और मेरे खिलाफ, ये पूरी तरह से असंवैधानिक है।
All right, a massive split in the Samajwadi Party. Joining us for the very latest on this, NDTV's Rahul Srivastav and Alok Pandey as well. Alok, let me come to you first. Is Akhilesh expected to speak anytime now? He can't hear us. Rahul Srivastav, are you getting any word that Akhilesh Yadav is about to speak anytime now? Rahul, go ahead.
Vishnu, there is a bit of a ruckus outside the Samajwadi Party office where large number of supporters of Akhilesh Yadav have assembled, and that's why Alok perhaps cannot join you in. What the buzz from the from Lucknow is that Akhilesh Yadav is right now inside 5KD, that the 5 Kalidas Marg residence, the official residence of the Chief Minister, and preparations have already been made for a press conference. Whether Akhilesh Yadav will be holding a press conference or not, one will have to wait and see because the media teams have yet not been allowed inside. But definitely this press conference will give us an inkling on which direction is Akhilesh Yadav going to go. What one can say that over the last 3 days since the crisis in the Parivar erupted, where a list of candidates, largely majority of it, 325 of them, was announced, and eventually today, if there are 403 seats to be contested in Uttar Pradesh, Samajwadi Party has already declared something close to 395 candidates and has called a meeting of Samajwadi Party's nominated members for a meeting tomorrow at 10:30. This is an attempt to create a showdown with Akhilesh Yadav. With his expulsion, it's extremely clear that the battle between the father and the son, uncle and the nephew, is over the control of the party. Whosoever gets to give more tickets to the MLAs eventually will have more people loyal to him or her after the elections. Okay. And that is why Akhilesh Yadav realizes that it is an attempt to squeeze him out. How he reacts to it, there are options for him is that he can resign. The option for him is that he can go and try to split the party. Or with more MLAs backing him and the possibility of him not being sacked, not being there, then he can go for the party instead of splitting the party. The role of the governor in the coming days is going to be crucial.
All right, Rahul, you really summarized what the situation is, because it's also a question of the government at this stage in Uttar Pradesh. It might be a moot point because the elections were going to be notified in a couple of days from now. But we'll get to that in a moment. Alok Pandey, what is happening around you? I believe you're outside the residence of Akhilesh Yadav.
Well, I'm outside Akhilesh Yadav's house, Vishnu. I really can't hear you. I'm sorry. But I'm going to give you a sense of the atmosphere here. You can see hundreds of people. This is the 5 Kalidas Marg residence come office of Akhilesh Yadav. He's been here all day. You can see these supporters who have turned up here. And you can see that there's a large number of them. I would estimate that at least 1,000 to 2,000 people are here. And they are all here because Akhilesh Yadav is inside, perhaps plotting his next move. We don't know what he's going to do, but Rahul has already spoken about all of that. But I'll give you a sense of the atmosphere here. Many of these people had come to lobby for their respective candidates earlier in the day. But now, of course, all of these people are raising slogans against Shivpal Yadav, who is Akhilesh Yadav's uncle, and the rest, and are hoping that Akhilesh Yadav will open these gates, call them inside, and perhaps address them.
We'll come back to you in a moment. Lots of people over there. It is a dramatic development. Rahul, let me come back to you first. Let's talk just in the immediate run. Since there is no one Samajwadi party as we know it now, what is the role of the governor, particularly since the opposition will no doubt say that, look, prove your strength on the floor of the State Assembly. So how does the governor come in now?
Vishnu, one will have to go through what the facts available right now to analyze what's likely in the future. The first fact which is available is that Akhilesh Yadav, the chief minister, has been expelled by the party. Second is that all those who have been given tickets by Mr. Mulayam Singh Yadav and his brother, Shivpal Singh Yadav, who is the chief minister's uncle, have been called for a meeting tomorrow at 10:30. No meeting has been sought with the state governor. Now, for a chief ministerial change, for having their own chief minister, Mulayam Singh Yadav and Shivpal Singh Yadav need two elements.
Okay, Rahul, I'm interrupting you now because we've got Madhukar Jaitley of the Samajwadi Party on the phone line. Mr. Jaitley, what happens next? Is Akhilesh going to announce a breakaway faction of the Samajwadi Party? Is he now going to move to try and create his own political party?
You see, first of all...
Yes.
Let me tell you, this incident which has happened is very, very unfortunate in the history of the Samajwadi Party and in the life of Mr. Mulayam Singh Yadav and Mr. Akhilesh Yadav both. Now, the next step is not sure, but the fact of the matter is that anything that will happen only with the consent of Mr. Mulayam Singh Yadav, and he is the last word in, as far as the political party is concerned.
No, but what happens as far as Akhilesh is concerned, because he's been expelled from the party, he's got his own group of supporters. What stops him now from forming his own political party or at least attempting to do so?
It is his own course. It is not right for me to jump to any conclusion. It will only happen what is to be done.
Mr. Jaitley, the fact of the matter is that Akhilesh might in fact have the support of more MLAs and leaders in the Samajwadi Party than Mulayam Singh Yadav does. So therefore, if one speaks about the real Samajwadi Party, another possibility is that Akhilesh can claim to be the leader of the real Samajwadi Party. Is this also not a possibility?
I am not going to speculate. Let me be honest with you. I will not be able to speculate on any position. The fact of the matter is that today the situation is that Mr. Mulayam Singh Yadav is the last word in the Samajwadi Party, because he is not only the founder, he is not only a veteran, he is not only having an experience of 50 years in the Legislative Assembly and the Legislative Council in the Lok Sabha, he is a very, very senior leader of the party. He is the one who has been distributing tickets for the last 23 years till 2014. And he is the one who distributed tickets in the previous assembly elections as well.
Mr. Jaitley, what happens now to Akhilesh in terms of the government? It might be a moot point because the elections will be notified very soon. But is there a possibility that Akhilesh might cease becoming, remaining the chief minister of the state, particularly if there is a show of hands of who supports who?
Let me tell you, that situation has yet to arrive, because that situation has not yet arrived. So I will only speculate once that situation arrives. That situation has not yet arrived. Let us wait for that time. I completely believe that majority of the people are going to be with the party president, because the party is the ultimate party in which the people have faith, and the voters will have faith, and they will have faith in what the leaders will behind Mr. Mulayam Singh Yadav, they will say.
No, but sir, you're speaking about Mr. Mulayam Singh Yadav under the assumption that he is still the supreme leader of the party. Akhilesh's rebellion is, in a sense, because many of his supporters and perhaps he himself believes that that has changed. He openly defied his father. There was an alternative list which has been announced. He was angry at his father for announcing that list of candidates while he was away in Bundelkhand. So how do you assume, sir, that Mulayam Singh Yadav still is the dominant leader of the Samajwadi Party? Akhilesh has been an immensely popular chief minister.
Can you let me speak now?
Go ahead, sir.
What I am saying is, as far as the present situation, political situation is concerned, The political situation it stands today is that the Election Commission of India recognizes only the leader of the president of the Samajwadi Party, which is registered with the Election Commission. So therefore, there is no other political party which is registered with the Election Commission except the original Samajwadi Party formed in 1992, which has completed 25 years of its existence under the leadership of Mr. Mulayam Singh Yadav, okay. Undisputedly.
So do you therefore expect Akhilesh to resign as Chief Minister?
I will not suggest anybody, because Akhilesh Yadav has himself been there for the last 4.5 years, or quarter to 5 years. So it was his decision to go ahead and whatever he did. But the fact of the matter is that as the situation stands today, the Election Commission recognizes only the Samajwadi Party, of which Mr. Mulayam Singh Yadav is the president. And the decision of Mr. Mulayam Singh Yadav to take action against anybody in the party has been taken in line with the party provisions that are there established, and the party has its constitution for that.
Mr. Jaitley, the point mentioned by Ram Gopal Yadav is that they were not allowed to explain their position, and that this was unanimously taken in terms of a decision, and it was an anti-democratic, undemocratic move and not part of party provisions. That's what Ram Gopal Yadav has said.
I'm not denying that, but the fact of the matter is that this would be an excuse, but the fact of the matter is that Mr. Mulayam Singh Yadav was easily approachable, and Mr. Mulayam Singh Yadav could have been approached, explanations could have been given, but when there was no effort on the part of anybody, so I'm not going to comment on that. But the fact of the matter again remains, Vishnu, that it is a very unfortunate situation in the history of Samajwadi Party that a father who is the founder of the party, who has been responsible for putting his son as the Chief Minister of the state in 2012, has to face such a situation when he has to expel his own son.
Let's just get a quick reaction from the BJP. Sudhanshu Trivedi joins us now. Mr. Trivedi, would you say that this is effectively the end of the Samajwadi Party as a political force to reckon with, at least in terms of the next election, because of this massive split? And therefore, do you believe that the road ahead for the BJP is easier?
As far as the development of the first family of Samajwadi Party is concerned, now it is very clear that it was the characteristic of Samajwadi Party whenever they come in power, it is said that this is a law and order issue. Now it seems that the law and order issue has percolated within their family itself. And now, one more thing. There was a slogan by Samajwadi Party government, ki Akhilesh ke kaam par vote de. Now it is very clear, ki kaam hua hai, ya kaam tamam ho gaya hai. Third thing, whatever is happening in Samajwadi Party, it was inherent there in their natural character. When Mr. Mulayam Singh Yadav first time became Chief Minister of UP in 1989, he was a socialist leader, representing all the sections of society. Then he further confined himself.
So basically what you're saying is that as far as the BJP is concerned, the Samajwadi Party is finished.
As far as BJP is concerned, we were of the firm opinion that the people of Uttar Pradesh has finally decided to get out of the clutches of SP, BSP and Congress, which has ruined Uttar Pradesh in the last 15 years.
Okay.
There is no difference whatever happens. But after this, in my opinion, the faith of the people of UP in BJP will further strengthen.
Aarti, let me just come to you next. You know, Madhukar Jaitley was making an important point. He's saying that, look, there is only one Samajwadi Party. If you go by that interpretation, then Akhilesh is obviously expelled from the party, is no longer part of that. So how do you have an expelled chief minister as chief, expelled leader of the Samajwadi Party as chief minister of Uttar Pradesh?
It's a completely unprecedented situation, Vishnu. I don't think it has happened in any state before. And so, you know, it raises a lot of constitutional questions, which I guess, you know, experts and lawyers will discuss. And I think the role of the governor becomes extremely crucial in this. So we'll have to see what happens. You know, Ram Gopal Yadav gave a hint when he talked about the expulsions being unconstitutional.
Yes.
It makes me think that he and Akhilesh intend to challenge, you know, what Mulayam
legally
has done
legally in front
today.
Of the Election Commission.
Well, you know, so this is the point. You see, elections are going to be, I mean, you know, it would have normally gone to court.
Yeah.
But elections are on everybody's head, right?
EC is the arbiter.
So they will have to go to the EC because the thing is, who gets the party symbol? You know,
right.
That's the most crucial
thing.
So
there has to be a show of hands at some stage.
So somewhere, you know, something will have to, I mean, I think they will take the whole matter to the EC. And let's see what the EC decides. Who will the EC allot the party symbol to? Because that becomes really crucial in the election.
Rahul Srivastav, bottom line, would you agree with Aarti that at okay, we don't have Rahul Srivastav right now. Let me put it across to C.R. Keshavan of the Congress Party. Mr. Keshavan, Akhilesh, there was a sign. Okay, now these were signs that Akhilesh was keen on an electoral alliance with the Congress Party ahead of the Uttar Pradesh elections. He is no longer part of the Samajwadi Party. Obviously, he is still a leader of repute. Do you therefore believe that it is a win-win situation for the Congress, assuming that Akhilesh is now in a better position to tie up with you?
Vishnu, the first thing is the Congress Party doesn't comment or delve into the internal matters or internal divisions of other parties, in this case the Samajwadi Party, but we are very deeply concerned about the growing instability in Uttar Pradesh as events are unfolding. I think we are also getting some alarming reports that the BJP will try to fish in troubled waters like they did in Arunachal Pradesh when they brought a government down, or when they failed in a neighboring state of Uttarakhand. So that is something which the Congress Party will keenly watch. And as far as the alliance is concerned, it's been very clearly unequivocally said that we will contest all the seats on our own on the agenda of development. You are aware that Mr. Rahul Gandhi had toured for about 26 days. He covered 3,500 kilometers and, you know, 248 districts.
All right. So no pre-poll alliance with anybody. That's what you're
saying.
Farmers
and the youth. And you know that...
All right. I'm interrupting you now because I need to go across to Gaurav Bhatia, who joins us. Gaurav, what does this mean for Akhilesh Yadav? What does this mean for the Samajwadi Party? Are we going to see a possible creation of an alternative front led by Akhilesh?
No, Vishnu, first of all, let me say this more as a party worker and not as a spokesperson of the party, that there are millions of Samajwadi Party workers who have always looked up to Mr. Mulayam Singh Yadav and Mr. Akhilesh Yadav for leadership. And today is a very painful day for everyone. However, we should not underestimate the power of dialogue and conciliation. And I have worked both with Mr. Mulayam Singh Yadav and Mr. Akhilesh Yadav very closely. And I can tell you one thing, that Mr. Akhilesh Yadav is a person who has full faith in the leadership of Mr. Mulayam Singh Yadav, as he even said today. And he is a son who reveres and who looks up to his father. And I am sure that through dialogue, there will be a solution. And we all hope that this, yes, even now, and I say it with a lot of responsibility, I understand it's a very sensitive moment. But having worked with both of them, having seen their personal equation, as father and son and as national president and state president, I am pretty sure that things would be fine and they would talk to each other. And there is no room for any other person but for the father and son to talk, and that would lead to solutions.
Now, Gaurav, what you're telling us is very, very important. The road is not closed on a reconciliation. You're certain about that at this stage. Based on what you're hearing from the Akhilesh camp, based on what you're hearing from Mulayam Singh Yadav.
Based on the fact that I worked with both persons very closely, and I know for a fact that in Mr. Mulayam Singh Yadav, there is a large-hearted father. There is a leader who knows the future of Uttar Pradesh is Mr. Akhilesh Yadav. And having worked with Mr. Akhilesh Yadav, I know the kind of respect he has for Mr. Mulayam Singh Yadav, not only as a father, but as a leader who is led from the front. And believe me, every party worker who is genuinely interested in the welfare of the party cannot take sides. He wants both of them to be together, because that is the only way we have seen the Samajwadi Party.
And therefore, do you expect Akhilesh Yadav now to deferentially go back to Mulayam Singh Yadav and say, forgive me?
I would not make any comment, because as I earlier also said, that between the father and son, there is no scope for any third person. They have shared a very strong bond. They still share a very strong bond, and they will work out on everything, and it's through dialogue that a solution would be coming out. And any outsider who tries to take advantage is only actually creating a bigger rift and is harming the party. So all well-wishers should wait for them, the senior leaders, to talk. And I'm very hopeful a solution would come out of that.
Gaurav, which third party are you talking about? Amar Singh?
No, Vishnu, I'm not referring to any person. Let me tell you that every party worker knows the contribution of Mr. Mulayam Singh Yadav. He is the man who built the party. He is the man who worked day and night for many years, and that is why the Samajwadi Party is where it is. And let me also add, Mr. Akhilesh Yadav is that fresh energy that came into the party, that actually campaigned day and night during the 2012 elections. He established himself as a pro-development leader. He won the hearts of the people, and that is why he is the face of the party. And I'm pretty sure that Mr. Akhilesh Yadav will definitely, like he has always done, be humble and filled with humility, and he will talk to Mr. Mulayam Singh Yadav and the solution would be reached.
There are other third people in this as well, Gaurav. For example, there is Shivpal Yadav, there is Ram Gopal Yadav as well. The name of Amar Singh keeps cropping up. Do you believe that Ram Gopal Yadav, Shivpal Yadav and Amar Singh need to stay away from the process so that the future of the Samajwadi Party can be secured between father and son?
Vishnu, again, I am saying I will not comment on senior leaders of the Samajwadi Party. It would be completely inappropriate, and whatever comments I have made today are in the capacity of a party worker, in the capacity of a well-wisher, in the capacity of a person who wants that Mr. Mulayam Singh Yadav continues to lead and guide through his wisdom, and the future of Uttar Pradesh is also bright under the leadership of Mr. Akhilesh Yadav. And it is a very painful moment for every party worker and party leader. And I would only say that the best thing to do would be to exercise restraint from making loose comments and wait for the two topmost leaders to talk to each other, to reconcile the differences. And that is the way the Samajwadi Party can come back to power and will emerge stronger.
Okay, we're also joined by PN Vijay of the BJP at this stage. Mr. Vijay, how do you see the developments in Uttar Pradesh at this stage? Do you believe that that it's much easier for you now going into these elections?
Well, these developments are inside the Samajwadi Party. They're an internal matter. To some extent, we would not like to talk too much. Except that these are just before the elections and they assume significance. Over the last 6 months, Vishnu, the nation has been witness to some macabre family politics and crude power politics in UP, a state consisting of 22 crore people, a very backward state. The Samajwadi Party came after Mayawati's terrible rule, and people hoped that there would be a change. But what we have seen is absolute gundaism and corruption of the highest order. I live in UP and I can tell you the level of corruption. So this party is splitting because of its own contradictions. And I think it'll just fall apart.
Okay.
Because these types of parties, which are basically father and son parties, they don't have a great future. And I think the BJP is well positioned after the Prime Minister's historic decision. I think these are all small skirmishes that don't work. They're all there, but we are very, very confident of going alone and getting the majority.
Okay, last couple of questions. C.R. Keshavan, to you first. You said that at the moment the Congress is contesting all the seats in UP by itself. How about a post-poll alliance, possibly with the Akhilesh faction?
It's all in the realm of speculation, Vishnu, because any party which wants to face an election and contest all the seats would like to win a clear majority. And as I told you, Mr. Rahul Gandhi's Kisan Yatra had a phenomenal connect with the youth and the farmers. And over 3 months, we collected about 2.5 crores mang patras from the farmers, which the Rahul Gandhi had taken and given to the Prime Minister and received no response from the Prime Minister. Okay. After seeing the ground, after having connected with the people, we are very hopeful. It's been 27 years, you know, and they've been in the grip of two regional parties and the National Party trying to meddle in there and, you know, with its divided politics. So I think this is a great chance for the Congress party in terms of the election, okay, because I think we will work on the plank of progress and change, and I think Mr. Rahul Gandhi's tour has made an impact and we'll do well.
Okay. Aarti, last word to you, exactly 30 seconds.
Well, I mean, Gaurav Bhatia seems to suggest that there will be a last minute kind of patch up and compromise.
Pretty convinced about it.
And he seems pretty convinced about it. But the point is, what are the terms of that compromise? Is Akhilesh going to again, you know, sort of eat humble pie?
I'm not sure there are any terms.
Well, eat humble pie and go back on all his decisions and allow Mulayam Singh and Shivpal to decide, you know, all the candidates of the Samajwadi Party. In which case, you know, he would end up looking, you know, quite foolish.
All right, well,
I don't know. Let's see what happens.
There's going to be no rest period for the Samajwadi Party and certainly not for journalists like us either. The future of the ruling party in Uttar Pradesh, very much a question mark right now. But Gaurav Bhatia of the Samajwadi Party telling us, look, don't say it's all over. There is still a possibility of father and son meeting and sorting things out. Will Akhilesh hold a counter press conference now? That's what we are waiting to see.